It's time for Small Business Relief on Classic 1027, brought to you by the NSBC, assisting small businesses through coronavirus-related economic disruptions. Good morning, Mike Anderson.
Good morning, Mike. Good to talk to you again, as always.
Likewise. You've just announced 200 million rand in small business support. Tell us about this and how it's going to work.
Mike, thank you for that. Yes, you know, business support now is absolutely crucial. You know, we know now that at the end of this month, more than 1 million of workers in a small business won't get their paycheck, and that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But importantly about business support, it's not purely financial support, which is, of course, at the top of the pile right now. Business support comes in all areas. It comes in the format of low-interest recovery loans. It comes in the format of landlord negotiation, freezing credit, thinking differently, a business continuity plan, etc. So what we've done at the NSBC in conjunction with our national sponsors, our partners, etc., is that, you know, the standard membership of the NSBC is a fee normally of 1,950 per annum. And over the past 11 years, Mike, what we've done is we've done continuous research. What do small businesses need to stay in business and build a bigger and more successful business in good times and in bad times? So what we've done is we've come up with, we're going to invite over 100,000 small businesses to take up a membership completely complimentary with no agenda. All they have to do is email COVID-19 without the dash at nsbc.africa. Our team is waiting. They will send a digital voucher they can upload and they can activate. And it's going to give them an enormous amount of resources to help them through this crisis and of course, beyond.
Oh, that's good news. Just repeat that email address where people can access this.
COVID-19@nsbc.africa. Well, they can go to the website NSBC, but primarily the best way to do that would be to do that email so they can get quick return on that.
Right. Okay. Now, you, amongst other things that people can benefit from this sponsored membership, you have weekly webinars, I think I'm right in saying.
Yes, Mike, we do. And, you know, because that's the way we've changed. You know, we used to do a lot of seminars throughout the year, and now we've changed that to webinars.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, they've been enormously successful, and what we're very grateful for, all the top people are coming on, and I'm interviewing them every Wednesday morning. They're coming on, they're donating their time, and we're helping others. And so what it is, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, we've got, we've just had Mark Keating, Subject's top sales guru. Next Wednesday, we've got the infamous, one of the world's top speakers, Gavin Sharples, mm-hmm. Which is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And what's important, it's free. You know, all the listeners have to do is go to the official website, thebizshow.africa, register, get their attendee booked, and join us for the webinar.
Okay. And this is one of the things that you can enjoy if you are a member of the NSBC.
Yes. And now, fortunately, we've opened up to everyone in South Africa, every small business out there, you know, who wants to be inspired. Mm. And, you know, Gavin's message next week is getting results, key lessons and strategies about success and happiness. And it's absolutely phenomenal. And this is where people need right now. And so we're very grateful and happy with that.
All right. Mike, just one more time, because I know people sometimes listen with half an ear. Give us that website again where people can become members of the NSBC for free.
Yes, first of all, COVID-19 without the dash at nsbc.africa. And our team is waiting for them. And then to get a nice, get your attendee seat booked for the webinar, The Biz Show with a Z, thebizshow.africa.
That's Mike Anderson, the Chief CEO and founder of the NSBC. And Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027 was brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.